The song says love and marriage go together, but sometimes love doesn't last, and divorce can be costly in many ways. In the final part of her Tuesday series on money, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg has the story of a divorce that involved millions of dollars and a new definition of partnership.
Gary and Lorna Wendt were high school sweethearts. They married in 1965, and she helped put him through Harvard Business School. Eventually, Gary became chairman and CEO of General Electric Capital Services. Lorna was home raising their two children. Then, in 1995, Gary asked his wife for a divorce. It was a very public proceeding, and when it was over, Lorna became an emblem for jilted corporate wives. Their net worth in 1995 was $100 million. Gary Wendt offered $10 million. Lorna Wendt fought to get $50 million, half their worth, arguing she had earned it as a loyal, hardworking corporate wife. She ended up with a settlement of $20 million plus $250,000 a year in alimony for life. Lorna Jorgensen Wendt, why wasn't $10 million enough for you? And I think I'm not asking a question in terms of greed, but rather in terms of philosophy. What was your thinking?
My thinking was I was an equal partner. When I entered this marriage at that time, we were equal. We were partners in everything we did, every plan we made, even down to the finances. We worked very hard together to get where we were in position that afforded us this money. And he could not devalue what I had brought to our relationship by putting a number such as that.
But, you know, people who will be listening to you will think in terms of greed. They'll say, gee, $10 million? I can't even begin dreaming of that. Why couldn't she have just left it at that?
It's interesting. I have never had anyone in all the telephone calls and all the people stopping me and all the letters calling me greedy. Everyone could see that this was the principle that we were partners.
You put some of your money into founding the Institute for Equality in Marriage. And since 1998, you have put $2 million into that. What is the point of the Institute?
We're here to provide information about how to manage your life before marriage, during a marriage, during the breakup of a marriage, during a death, in all aspects of your life.
The word equality is such a powerful one in our society, and you put it in your title. Is money the key to equality in marriage, do you think?
No, but it certainly is a part of, and I'm sure you know from research that money is one of the biggest issues that people argue about in a marriage. And for a big thing in my case was I was a stay-at-home mom and wife. And in the long-term marriage that I had and the generation I came from, that was the ultimate, was to be the best wife and the best mom and to be the best caretaker. And to, you know, and I enjoyed doing that. I then got the third job of being a corporate CEO's wife and all that entailed.
And for women, you feel money is self-esteem.
Well, it's kind of sad that it is, but I think even in job relationships for women, money does play a part in your self-esteem.
But, you know, men's self-esteem also rests on the amount of money they make. And
absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, their ego gets involved. What happens a great deal is that, and in my case, he was in fact saying, he who earns it owns it. Well, if you're all alone by yourself and that's your life and you're chosen, then you earned it and you owned it. Mm-hmm. But when you entered into a marriage partnership and our vows were for better or for worse, and it could have been gone the other way. We could have had debts galore, and I would have been responsible.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest mistakes are that women make about money and marriage?
Well, I think we still have a lot of women out there thinking that Prince Charming is going to take care of them. And I'm a firm believer that you take care of yourself. And I believed that within a good partnership. I believe in marriage. I believe in partnerships. But as far as having the knowledge to be an equal partner in a marriage, you need to know they're your finances no matter who brings home the check.
So don't just leave it to him to do.
Absolutely
and to take
not.
Care.
You need to discuss these things. You need to discuss these things before you're ever married. I'm a big advocate of a prenuptial, which is a contract between the two of you before you get married. So you're discussing these issues. So there aren't any surprises. So you're going to discuss who is going to pay the bills. What, you know, it really talks about the importance of money.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it sounds like such a corporate approach to marriage. Doesn't that put a certain chill on it when you're doing prenuptials and you're sort of setting out your stakes and building the fortress?
Well, it can think that way. I like to turn it around the other way and think of it as the ultimate trust you have in this person that you're about to marry. And this person that loves you now is saying, you know, I love you so much and I want this marriage to work and let's talk about all of these things so there aren't any surprises. But since the divorce rate is over 50% and it could happen to us, let's talk about that now. I don't want to take the romance out of these things. And I'm a big romantic, but let's discuss these things. You know going in that if our divorce happens, that this is how we're going to split this up. Again, you know, I would like everyone to ask their partner or spouse-to-be, am I an equal partner in this marriage, in this relationship? And can you imagine if Gary had said to me, you know, 35 years ago, no, I think you're about 10%.
But would you ever get an honest answer to a question like that? The answer would be, of course you are, sweetheart.
Well, okay, then let's put it in writing.
Hmm. Lorna went... You often hear that money isn't everything. Do you mm-hmm. agree?
Absolutely.
What is it then?
What is everything?
No. What's
what
money?
What is money? Well, money affords you to do many things, but money doesn't make, you've often heard, money is the root of all evil. Well, I'm sure money is the root of a little bit of evil. You know, it can be good if you know how to manage it, and if you're not greedy and you share.
Then, Lorna Wendt says, money can be a great advantage. Ms. Wendt is founder of the Institute for Equality in Marriage. Her widely publicized divorce from Gary Wendt had repercussions for his career. Once on a fast track, possibly headed for chairman, in 1998, Mr. Wendt resigned from GE, remarried now. Last year, he became chairman of Conseco, an insurance financial services company. Lorna Wendt has not remarried. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.